And this is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Two more workers at a Colorado egg farm have tested positive for bird flu. That's according to U.S. health officials. That brings the total cases in the state to six. It's the largest outbreak of human bird flu infections in U.S. history. Nationwide, there have been 11 cases reported to date. All among farm workers, all had mild symptoms. Meanwhile, the CDC says a new study suggests the virus is not causing asymptomatic infections in people. Health officials maintain that the threat to the public is low and that the virus has not spread human to human. Denver International Airport says its operations have mostly stabilized after airlines were also impacted by that outage today. There are nearly 800 delays and over 120 cancellations so far today. Travelers Jenna and Lucas, who did not share their last names, said they're headed to North Carolina. The outage did make them consider a backup plan.
We could technically drive to our destination, but it would just be 20 hours.
28 hours.
But we're going to spend a week there, so we were like, well, it'd be worth it if they're just going to cancel it. But then we started tracking our plane, saw that it was in the air. So once it got on the way here, we were like, okay, we'll probably get on it.
Their flight ended up being delayed by almost 2 hours. And a fire is burning between Lawson and Empire in Clear Creek County, just off a fronted road for I-70. Evacuation orders have been issued for the nearby Western Inn Trailer Court. This is CPR News. To read about Boulder's bid to become the new home of the Sundance Film Festival, come to CPR.org. New tonight, Boulder is now a finalist. It's 6:06.